let's go over here to, oh my goodness, Pennsylvania. Hi, Marianne. That's a
Hi, that's
long.
right.
Hello.
Hi,
What's
can you
her?
hear me?
I surely can, even though you're in Pennsylvania, the technology's
Good,
working.
good. Okay, great. We, my husband and I, excuse me, have our hair analyzed, and it came back with heavy metals. So I was looking at the safest way to detox, and I found that the far infrared saunas did that. Plus, they also killed off microbes and had other benefits to them. And then, as I began looking at different infrared saunas, there is so much out there about EMF levels that I was wondering if you could tell me what, in your experience, has been the safe, safer brand to choose from on the infrared saunas because of the EMF and the most effective too. I understand that the carbon filters versus the ceramic filters are also an issue. That the ceramic ones put off more EMF maybe than the carbons have a broader spectrum and you get better waves from those.
Okay, well, I do work with a few people who are very EMF sensitive, exceptionally so, in fact, and all but one of those has been able to work with the infrared sauna and help to detox. Now, I have to say another thing, though, and that is for heavy metal toxicity, infrared saunas are okay. Some of that metal comes out with sweating, but if we're really going to dig it out from the body, and that's a figure of speech, it's not really being dug with shovels. If we're really going to get it out from bone and other places like that, we usually have to go with chelation therapy for the toxic metals, the things that are almost entirely stored in fat cells, the herbicides, pesticides, what's that spray that people shouldn't be putting on their lawns, I've forgotten. But anyway, all that's stored in fat cells, and that will come out with an infrared sauna quite nicely. One other thing, there's one company, and no, I do not work for them, that is does very, very well at providing information about infrared saunas of their own and in general. It's called High Tech Health, and one just goes to all the W's in hightechhealth.com, and they provide information quite well. There may be others who do as well. I haven't found them yet. So
Okay.
anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, and as far as chelation, is it blood chelation that you're recommending, or is it oral chelation, or both, a combination? And what do you think about EDTA for just using that?
Oh, okay, ma'am. Let's see. I'm not sure I got the blood and oil part, but I did get the EDTA part. EDTA is a chelating agent that definitely helps to remove toxic metals from all over the body.
Does it
Now,
harm your liver or any other organs utilizing it as just an oil?
very fortunately not, ma'am. The harm it can cause if we don't pay any attention to this is that EDTA, as well as the other commonly used chelating agent called DMPS, not only remove toxic metals, but my goodness, EDTA removes calcium and magnesium and zinc and copper, and DMPS removes some of the sulfur-containing things. So when we're doing intravenous chelation, and yes, I'll get to oral chelation in a moment, when we're doing intravenous chelation, good grief, there's an American Board of Chelation Therapy, and they insist that if you're going to be certified, you must learn that you do chelation three or four times, and then you do a mineral that has nothing but replacement minerals in it, and get those good minerals back into the body, and then you do some chelation some more, and then you put the good minerals back in. Now, same thing happens if a person is using oral chelation, which I don't favor because it takes a heck of a lot longer, but it'll get there sooner or later. That when we're taking an oral chelating agent, it's going to pull out normal minerals too. So we have to take regular breaks and basically fill ourselves with normal minerals again. And that way we get the toxic ones out and replace the good ones. That's what we got to do with chelation.
Approximately, how long does it take for the blood chelation to, how long is that therapy? Or is it according to how heavily polluted your body is?
You're exactly right. We have people that latter part is exactly right. We have folks do a very first chelation and then collect all the urine for 6 hours, and that does not need to be done every time. But the very first one it does, because that the laboratory analyzes for how much of the toxic metal is coming out. And a doctor who's experienced in chelation therapy can tell you, well, with this much coming out, it's probably going to take you that many chelations to get a major proportion of that out of you. And so whatever that number is, then after that, after the last one in the series, we'd ask you, please collect another urine for test for 6 hours again, get it checked, and we compare that to the first one and see how much lower the levels are. So that's the way the procedure goes, ma'am.
Okay, now,
you're quite right, though. Infrared saunas will help remove the herbicides, pesticides, the Roundup, which is what I was looking for, which is lowers a man's testosterone, animal's testosterone, everybody's testosterone. Anyway, it will help us sweat those out. There have been before and after biopsy studies showing that with 30 heavy sweats in an infrared sauna, what do you know, about two-thirds of the toxins are gone from the fat cells.
Also, there's a lot of talk about far infrared, mid-infrared, and near-infrared on those three wavelengths. Is it just the far that really does the work and the others are just hyperbole to sell a machine, or do they have benefits?
They do, but the further out one goes in the infrared spectrum, the closer we're getting to ultraviolet spectrum, and we really don't want that. So I tend to stay away from the far-out infrared anyway.
Okay. All right. And could you tell me one more time of the website to go to for the information about the...
The company that, in my experience, provides the best information, and look at folks, if you know another one that's really, really good, let me know, is High Tech Health. And you just run all together like they usually do online.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.